2015 was a simpler year. I was 11 years old and I thought I was hot stuff, the best actor to ever be. Surprise, surprise, I wasn't. But, me being the little creep that I was, I blamed everything that I messed up on everyone else. Looking back, this one is definitely on me. The theater was booked for April 1st, and ironically, we had a show called April Fools. It kind of fit together too perfectly. So, the show was a group of older kids, and they had broken into their high school late at night to try and pull a bunch of pranks on different teachers, so when they walk in in the morning, they get, surprise, right? And then my group, the smaller children, decided to, quote, tag along with them, unbeknownst to the older kids, to try and ruin all the pranks for them. And in one scene, my group of younger kids goes into the staff room. They go into the staff room, and it's laid out with a bunch of immaculate treats like brownies, and there's cake and whatever. But little do they know, this room has already been hit by their older siblings. The brownies turn out to be little construction paper cutouts of brown E's. And the cake was a balloon in a shoebox covered in icing with sprinkles on top. Now, how it worked in rehearsal was my scene mate would stand beside me while I said, "Ooh, cake!" And I would take a plastic knife and go to cut a piece. And while I did that, she would secretly pop the balloon with a thumbtack. That was what was supposed to happen, and that is what happened in rehearsal. That is not what happened on stage. We only ran this show once, so I only got one shot to do it. Now, the plan was icing would go everywhere. And in rehearsal, icing went everywhere. That's not what happened in the show, because the table comes out with the cake and the brownies and all that. And there was also Oreos with toothpaste in them, because you can't pull a food prank without Oreos with toothpaste in them. And I'm saying my line, something along the lines of, "Oh, I bet nobody would notice if I took a slice." And I go to reach for the knife, and the knife's not there. And my castmate, or my scene mate, looks at me, and she's like, "Come on, cut the thing." And I just say to her, "There's no knife." And I look down at the thing, and now I was 11, so cut me some slack for what I was about to do. Took my fist and hit the balloon, which was not a good idea, because it just bounced, right? And sprinkles went everywhere. I think I got one in my eye. And so that was interesting. It got a laugh from the audience, and that's okay, I guess. And then I just kind of squeezed the balloon until it popped. And I mean, icing didn't go everywhere, but it went all over me. And so we finished out the scene as needed. And the set got taken off, and I went down into the tech room to wash myself off. And I was mad as hell. It was, oh my lord. I almost had a temper tantrum. It was bad. Now, looking back on it, I think of these things often, and I think, oh, I should have done that. That would have been good. Or, oh, that would have saved it, you know? And I mean, it's a learning process, right? I was 11, and it's weird that I still think about this. But I should have gone, look to see that there's no knife. Looked at the cake, go, "Huh, there's no knife. I wonder if there's one in drawers over here." Walk off stage, grab the knife from a stagehand, come on, say, "Oh, found one." Carry out the scene as usual. Needless to say, that's not what happened. But again, I was 11, and cut me some slack. That's just, we all learn eventually. My guest this episode is Bella Hobbs, a seasoned newbie of the theater world. And although she hasn't been here for long, she's got quite a few stories to tell.
So, Bella, how long have you been a theater kid for?
Probably almost over a year, I
Only
think.
over.
Maybe a little
Okay,
bit
maybe a
more.
bit. But only that long, eh?
Yeah, not very
What
long.
was your first show?
Mary Poppins, actually.
And was there anything that you screwed up on that, any of the
Oh, all the time. I can't think
Okay.
of maybe like just one time, but like there's many times. Like we did a lot of dancing in that show, so there's a lot of
Well,
mess ups.
tell me your funniest one then.
Oh God. So I was a chimney sweep, right? And we had these brooms, and we had a couple numbers with these brooms, and there's a couple mess ups with these, but like one time I forgot to bring the broom on stage
Was this during a show
during
or
like,
just during the show or
oh,
the
this is a rehearsal.
Okay. At least it was
It
in
was
rehearsal.
lucky enough to be a rehearsal.
Yeah.
Like, thank God that it wasn't an actual show,
You're telling me.
because everyone's looking at me and I'm like, girl, I don't know where that broom is, but it's not with me. It's not. I had another time where like the broom lit up like with lights because it
Oh,
had to
okay.
be a starry night.
I thought you meant like it got set on fire.
No. I wish that would make it much more interesting. Well, it had lights in it. It was supposed to be like a starry night sky or something. And so what, like I've had countless amount of times when I'd go on stage during a performance and it wouldn't turn on.
Oh, great.
And there's like different settings for different parts of the song because it was like a dance, like it was a musical,
Yeah.
right? So like there was different settings for it, and you already know it wouldn't turn on. Like it was great. It happened to tons of girls though.
Well, okay, well, then at least it wasn't just you.
Oh yeah, definitely not.
So,
Hopefully not very noticeable either.
yeah, I so you Mary Poppins was your first show. What and you had some scripts from that. What was of all the shows you've been in, I don't know how many that it may be. How many is that?
Only two,
Only
actually.
two? All right. Well, out of those two, what are what's the biggest thing that you screwed up on?
Oh,
I'll give you a moment to think if you need it.
well, you were in a show with me. You were
Yeah,
in The Little
The Little
Mermaid.
Mermaid. I remember fondly.
Oh yeah, well, you remember the time when I had to scream "Daddy" on the stage.
What? Tell me,
You
I do
know.
not remember this.
Well, during one of the performances, you were on stage with me, and remember Megan was my father, King Triton. And he's supposed to come on, like the
Yeah.
character's supposed to come on and be like, he's supposed to say something. He's just supposed to come in after I say, like, oh, daddy, like,
Yeah.
okay, you gotta check this out. Oh, well, she didn't come on.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes,
Because
you see where I'm going with
I
this.
told her about this, because we're in the same English class, and I told her about whatever when you scream daddy, and she's like, what? I just didn't hear her.
That's great. Cause like that was her cue and I was like, Daddy, and she's like, she just didn't walk on, so I just walked around the stage a bit and was like, Daddy? It
That's
was a
awesome.
great time with a live audience. It was great.
Oh yeah.
That's like what that wasn't exactly my screw up, but like that was a
It's
good
still
one.
funny. I mean, there are
Oh
lots
yeah,
of
it was
things that
really
happen.
funny. I've also had a time in that show when like I totally forgot what my line was a second before I was about to say it. You know, it just happens. You run it over in your head a million times and then you're about to say it and it's like, oh my God, what
I
do I
definitely
say right
there
now?
was a we sorry, let me get situated. A few years
Yeah,
back,
sure.
we did The Wizard of Oz in Young Company.
Oh yeah.
And so there was a kid named Connor. And Connor was the Munchkin Mayor. And I, at the time, was the Munchkin Mayor's son. And there's a point where he's supposed to say, thank you, Dorothy, or something like that, and then kiss her hand. And we're in, he's
Oh.
just about to say that line. Dorothy's in the middle of her line before it. And he turns around to me and he goes, What's my line?
Wait, is this like... This was in a performance.
In the middle of a...
Oh my God.
We're in full costume. He turns to me and goes, what's my line? I told him, and he's like, okay, thank you so much. And then turns around and says it. And I didn't think anybody noticed because he was kind... Like, he was pretty low-key about it, right? And then after, my parents go, what was that other redhead talking to you about? My mom's like, your dad could have sworn that he said, what's my line? And then you told him. But I heard something different. And I was like, no, mom, I was helping him with his line. And it was...
That's like your worst nightmare during a show. You're supposed to just go with it. You know, say daddy if you please.
Exactly. Because sometimes you just blank out, you know, and you have no idea. And it happens to the best of us.
Oh, it happens. Oh, definitely.
It happens. And,
like the ship scene in Little Mermaid, I was one of the sailors, right?
Yes.
And I remember we're all supposed to pop up at certain times and say our line.
Yeah.
And I just remember getting so hyped up for it, and I'm like there, and I'm about to pop up, and I just don't because I can't remember my line.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh shit, and then I look over at whoever was beside me. I can't remember at the time. And they said the first part of my line. I'm like, thank you. I'm like, oh my God, that's horrible. And so I get up.
It worked. I didn't know. I don't think much the audience
noticed. It
wasn't
too delayed. Like, the audience probably didn't even realize. It was a long time for me because it felt like ages.
But it was probably just a few seconds. When you're on the stage, half a second feels like 15 minutes. It's horrible.
Oh yeah,
like
you don't realize how long a second can be until you do something like that.
Oh yeah, it was just, it's absolute torture on the mind but absolute bliss on the soul, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, true. Oh my God, thinking about it makes me cringe.
I know. I know. It's
it's horrible. Thinking back on it makes it more real, knowing what I did.
Yeah.
And just imagining people watching that happen is even worse.
I think it was Sleeping Beauty, when we did Sleeping Beauty. One of the guards didn't come on stage. She was just upstairs in the green room. So the royal attendant or whoever it was just walked on stage and did the whole scene just completely fine. It was amazing. And we go upstairs and we're like, where the hell is Ella? Where the hell is Ella? We run upstairs. Guess what she was doing?
What was she doing?
Coloring. Sometimes it's like, I just blanked out on stage. You just don't know, right? And then sometimes... Mm-hmm. Coloring.
Yeah, well,
and she came downstairs. Tricky. She came downstairs crying, and she's backstage crying. I'm like, what happened? She's like, I couldn't find my costume.
Oh God, that's so bad.
Absolute BS. Like, she was lying to everybody because the stage manager ran up and saw her. It was just,
God. That's terrible. Like, I've definitely had my fair share of moments where it's like getting close to when I have to be on stage and I'm still up in the green room. But never cut it that close before. Definitely cut it close, because sometimes you just lose track of time. Like,
exactly.
Definitely during a musical, like during Mary Poppins, we're all singing songs up in the green room, like doing whatever.
Yeah.
And then we hear like Mary Poppins finishing up a song, we're like, oh hell no, and we have to go change a scene, and it's like, oh crap, like
at least you got there in time. She didn't. Yeah. She wasn't paying attention at all.
I mean, who is that, like, that person that had to do that whole scene? Props to them.
You never met Justin. He was a god. He was amazing.
Sounds like a god. Like, who does that? That's amazing. Like, was it all awesome improv, or did he...
There was a scene that was supposed to go on prior to his entrance with the two guards, just, like, witty banter, and he came in, and he did the entire thing.
That's magical.
Oh, yeah. That's dedication. When you
that is dedication.
Have the entire scene. Well, I guess you should have the entire scene memorized anyways.
That's guts, though. Like,
right?
Not knowing for sure where somebody is and then just walking on. That's perfect. Yeah.
Like, I did a Christmas show, and Santa was supposed to come on and drop presents for everyone. Santa didn't even come to the theater. He was just off having brunch or whatever it was, so I had to step in, and it was, I talk about it in the next episode. It was, interesting, to say the least.
Well, that sounds like it would be interesting.
Yeah.
Like, well, you know, stepping as a Santa sounds like a good time, though.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Was it?
It wasn't.
Well, that's sad.
We had enough time for the stage manager. You know, Annalise, right?
Probably.
She was the she was our lighting person for Little Mermaid.
Oh yeah, yep. Probably then.
She was able to run through the entire theater before I even made a move. That's how long I waited.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it happens.
It happens, yeah, it's true.
Santa was on vacation, just...
No, he was, we talked to him after, because we had two shows that day, a matinee and an evening, and we talked to him, because he showed up to the evening show, we're like, where were you during the matinee? He's like, you guys had a matinee?
Oh, no!
He didn't even know.
Did someone, like, not tell him? Or...
No, we told him. We wrote an email. Like, we gave him an email, and we paid him for the two shows, and he only showed up to one!
Please tell me he gave you some money back.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
But now it's an inside joke at Art with Heart. Whenever we have a Christmas show and we have a Santa show up, it's, so Santa will come in and do this if he shows up this year.
You know, I just thought of another story, actually, to tell you from the green room.
Do tell.
It's my mess up, but it's, like, really embarrassing to talk about, but we're gonna talk about it anyway.
This is the place to get it out, because this isn't this is a space to make you feel good about your slip-ups.
Oh, yeah. It's really funny.
Well,
so, you know, in the Lighthouse Theater, the rooms in the back, like, near the green rooms, the dressing rooms, right?
Yes.
Well, I did, like, at the time, I was new to the theater. It was one of my first rehearsals. I had no idea anything about the theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I had just met everyone, like, Jada and, like, everyone.
Okay.
And I went to go try on, I don't know what I was doing, but I was trying on a costume or something.
Okay.
And I went into the dressing room, and I left my stuff in there, and a couple other girls did too. And I shut the door behind me.
Oh, no.
And it locked. Like, it locked. And I don't know if you know this, but at the time, we weren't allowed to lock the doors.
You are never allowed to lock the doors.
Okay, well, I didn't know that. And so I locked everyone's things inside this dressing room. And you know who came in clutch that day?
Who?
Jada.
Of course she did.
Jada climbed that wall like a champ.
Of course she did.
And she unlocked that door. And I'm still forever grateful because I was so scared of our stage manager. Like, so scared. I believe her name was, maybe I don't know. I don't remember her name right now. But I shouldn't even say it because, like, imagine if someone told her now. I don't want to.
Oh, that...
So, like, she was terrifying, and I didn't want her to know. And so I was, like, really scared about it, and I mentioned it to Jada. And a couple other girls knew because I told them right away that I couldn't get into our stuff. Yeah. And I was like, oh, crap. Like, what am I going to do about this? I had no idea. And she's like, we'll climb it. So, like, it was great. It was just a great day.
Yeah. I mean, how could it not be?
Oh, yeah. It was much more traumatic in the moment because I was so scared. I was so new. And I was like, I just locked everyone's things inside a room.
Well, I mean, better to get the big one out of the way than have it happen when you're on Broadway, eh?
Yeah, for sure. That was one of my biggest uh-ohs.
Well,
but like other than that, I mean, I haven't had too many big slip-ups.
Well, you also haven't had too many shows.
That is very true. I'm pretty new to the theater world.
You're already very good. Like in The Little Mermaid, I couldn't tell that it was your second show. You come naturally to it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
There's actually a bit of a story to my first show. My Nana, you see, she likes to try new things all the time, and she had been trying to convince me for a couple months that we should do theater together, like try out for a play just for fun. And I had never done anything like that before, and I do like to sing and stuff, and she knew that. So she's like, oh, Mary Poppins, we should go try out for this. And then my whole family was over, so they're egging me on, and they're like, if you get in, we'll come see you. And like, and I was like, okay, sure. And then it came to the day where I had to audition. And I have a lot of like anxiety about things. Mm-hmm. So I was freaking out. And that's when I met Derek for the first time. You know who
the artistic director of Lighthouse Festival Theater.
Yeah. And oh my God, he's the best
human ever. He's so wholesome.
And he just made me feel so good, and like I felt so much better when I met him. And he's like, "You'll do great, and just like try your best." And so I went up on the stage and I sang for him. We didn't even have time to do a monologue because he was running late with people. And I was so nervous, and I left like shaking. And my Nana tried out too. And on the day of my birthday, I got an email saying I got into the show. No way!
On your birthday,
yeah.
Did your Nana get in too?
No.
Suck it, Nana.
She convinced me to do it and then didn't even get in.
Wow.
But she was happy for me, and my whole family, they did come. Like they said they
awesome.
Would. Awesome. Yeah, it's a great story. I like it.
I mean, it's a great story to start off a great pastime.
Yeah, definitely. I had a lot of fun. With Mary Poppins, I met some of the like greatest people I know from that. Like I remember it was like family.
Even greater in Little Mermaid.
Yeah, definitely. it was like I had a fun time in both of those shows. Like I met the girls, you know, like all the girls that were in Little Mermaid that were also in Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Oh.
And I remember Maggie, she convinced me to do Young Company because she said it was really fun and they were all trying to talk me into it.
Yeah.
And I finally decided to try out for that. And that's when I saw you for the first time, actually, during your audition.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I saw you like as I was leaving from my audition.
I don't remember that at all.
Well, I didn't meet you. I just kind of saw you and I was like, hey, that kid looks familiar. I've seen him before.
Well, because I've been on the stage so many times.
I remember the first time I saw you. It was at the SES like open house.
Oh.
And you were performing I forget what play it was. It was like the one about school.
Yeah.
Like
how to succeed in high school without really trying.
Something like
rehearsal for that was a pardon my friends, it was a shit show.
Yeah.
It was we had to recast the female lead 2 weeks before the show. That kind of, I'll probably talk about it in a different episode, but you know.
Yeah, that was a really entertaining play. I just remember like seeing you for the first time. I was like, wow, I really like this. Like, this seems like something fun to do.
Yeah.
And then I ended up doing it, and then we were in a play together, so.
What goes around comes around, eh?
Yeah, I never thought I'd actually be up there one day, and then I was.
There you go. It's a wonderful way to figure
very
it out.
It was a good time. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It, one of my best memories is doing theater. Like, I would never take back the time.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
All right. Well, thank you for this.
Thank you. That was very fun.
You know what? You talked longer than Curtis did, so.
I listened to a bit of one of your past episodes.
The
I
only
haven't
one.
Gotten to listen to it all.
Yeah. You should. Curtis talks for like 5 minutes, and then I'm like, all right, well, see ya.
I am a very talkative person. You are.
And the only reason I'm cutting you short is because I don't want it to be too long. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Awesome. I shouldn't talk too long. It gets annoying. So
it's just like, oh, this is going to be really long.
Oh, yeah, I get it. I get
Anyways,
it. No, this was fun. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for agreeing to do this. I wish you the best in all of your future theater endeavors, and break your legs.
You as well. Break both of your legs.
Thank you. Bella's story shows us that anyone can start at any time with such a beautiful art form. It doesn't matter if you're 6 years old and just starting out like I was, and it doesn't matter if you're in grade 8 and you're starting out like she was. You can be young, you can be old, you can be fat, thin, anyone, anywhere, anytime can get into theater. And that's just another reason why I love it so damn much.